Recently, in a moment of unwarranted self-confidence, KNKX's Dick Stein decided to make his own Ethiopian injera flatbread. He describes the results of his hubris to food commentator Nancy Leeson on today's Food for Thought.
Well, Nance, last week, you really got my nose open telling and showing that great Ethiopian food that you had in London. And it had been a long time since I've had any Ethiopian. And I thought, well, I'm going to try making some of this stuff. And not only that, I'm going to make my own injera, that stretchy kind of pancake or crepe made out of teff, world's smallest grain flour, that you use to scoop up your food.
And, you're a brave soul, Stein.
Well, I gave it a try. Made two different batches, two different ways. In one, I used a little bit of yeast to get things going. In the other, I used a little bit of my rye sourdough starter. I did not try the method where you just mix the flour and water and wait for the magical yeast in the air to get things going, because it's like a yeast-free zone where I live.
I don't know about that.
Let's keep hoping. But whenever I've tried it, and I've tried it a number of times, to just get that natural yeast from the air to start things fermenting, nothing ever happens. Anyway, in both cases, I got real sour after about 36 hours, so I thought, this stuff looks ready to go. Let's cook some up.
How'd it go?
Well, I think this voicemail I left under Groot's phone pretty well sums it up.
Hey, Cheryl, if you're not at the store yet, can you check and see if they have any ready-made injera?
That well, huh?
I don't know what went wrong. It looked about right in the pan. You know, it had those little holes in it, little bubbly things. It looked okay, sort of, but the texture was just all wrong. It wasn't
okay, so
stretching.
Okay, I have a question for
you. Okay, what?
And I'm going to tell you why in a second.
All right.
Did you use all-purpose flour, or did you use straight teff?
I went half and half. I did not do straight teff.
Okay. Dime, when you told me you were going to make injera, I thought, you know, not like I need to, because there's wonderful Ethiopian grocery stores all over, like, my neighborhood, and I stop there frequently. It cost about $6 to get a great big, beautiful thing of fresh injera. So I bought some teff, and I gave it a go myself.
You'd better not be telling me how wonderful yours came out, Leeson.
You know what? It was the same deal as you.
Oh.
I went online and found a recipe that looked really good. There were photographs. I mixed 3.5 cups of teff with maybe a cup of APF and a little bit of salt. I used yeast and let it sit. It looked gorgeous over the next day or so. That it got exactly as it was supposed to then.
Uh-huh.
And I have a really, really big, nice nonstick frying pan, bubbled up, and then I tasted it, and it was like poo-poo-ful. It was awful. All I can say is, Stein, it was dreadful. But here's the good news. On the back of the Bob's Red Mill package, teff peanut butter cookies. And I made those. They were delicious.
I'm glad something worked out. The stew that I made, the begwat, was delicious, and I had fun making the spice blend, the berbere. Once you get all the different ingredients, there's a lot of them in that spice blend, assembled, you heat them up in a dry skillet, and it just smelled wonderful as it started to throw off that aroma.
I'm glad that we both failed on this, because people often ask me, you know, what is it with you two? You're always baking bread. I'd rather just go to the store. And in this case?
You'd rather just go to the store. Me too. Did you take pictures, Ness?
No, I was too embarrassed. But I did take photos of the cookies.
Okay, fine. We'll put the cookies on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. And because I am not proud, I'll have a shot of a terrible disaster of my injera. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
I only hope this experience will not prove injurious to our self-esteem.
Oh, Leeson.
He's Dick.
Well, Nance, I guess it was just our teff luck.
Stein.